BMW. 540, right? Know it. On the road at 540.
They sent me home at 8 o'clock to go take a COVID test, and that ended up being positive, so now I got to work from home, but I was having a package delivered to work and that from Amazon for Susan, so I had to wait till after business hours and run up there and grab it, so I'm on my way back.
That sucks. So you popped positive on your test?
There's like three or four others that are really bad sick. I mean, I feel fine.
CDC changing their guidelines. You've only got to be out of work 5 days, right?
No, that's what I would think, but they're talking like they got to have a negative PCR test, but we'll find out. I'll go to my regular doctor on Tuesday.
I guess not that bad. At least you get to work from home, but yeah, the way we do it is if you're not showing symptoms, you pretty much come to work. I mean, just wear a mask, wash your hands, all that good stuff. It's supposed to be good.
I felt good today at work, but yet sent me home anyway. It's like, okay. A couple of others were waiting on their test, and a couple of others, they tested positive.
At least you're feeling better, though, and you're not down for a long period of time.
It was coming on me on Monday afternoon, because I'd been working all weekend building that crafting table for Susan. And then by the time Monday evening got here, it's like, man, I'm not feeling so good. And then when I got up on Tuesday, I definitely wasn't feeling good.
I've been surprised at this point that I haven't caught it or anything else. I mean, as many people as I'm around all the time and associates going in and out, I don't know. Either I've been asymptomatic or I've just been lucky up to this point.
Me, I was thinking back, last time I can remember being sick was spring of 19.
I don't know, for the way they talk about how fast it spreads and everything else, and I'm just like, man, I ain't been sick the whole time, so I don't know. I really don't know. And I don't think it's got anything to do with the shot either, because I know many people that's had it still feel like crap whenever they get sick.
The people where Susan works has and everything, but they all keep getting it.
Thank God.
A little bit late today, aren't you?
After my new counterparts out, they don't really talk or text, or you know, unlike my old area, you know, we'd know who was staying until the end of shift, and now I ain't got a clue. They don't have a schedule, they don't text, they don't say whether they're leaving or nothing. It's just, so, I mean, I'm just sitting there waiting at the end of shift, just wondering if anybody else is still there. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm used to at least some communication and knowing who's staying, and, you know, got to at least have somebody from management watching the associates. Now, I ain't got a clue.
Volunteered you to stay late.
I don't mind. I really don't. I would just like to know that I'm the only one there.
If I'm in the shape.
Something, because I can't do it. Because, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of them things. Like, for me, I ain't big on overtime. I care less about getting extra money. And so I'll normally pull at least 45 hours a week. But I don't really care for any more than that. And I'm okay with leaving at 4 and 3:30 just to help save the company money. I'm all right with all that. But if other people want to stay late, but I ain't going to do it if they're there. That makes no sense for multiple people to be there to the end of shift when it's not needed. Used to where they just all kind of work late and they just ask each other, you know, whether they're staying or not. I don't know. I ain't figured them out yet. It's day number 2, so we'll see what happens within the next week or two.
Keep them in the shape, KN4 TFW.
I'm on some kind of schedule. Because I don't like just everything being all willy-nilly and just do whatever you want. I got to have something. At least know who's supposed to be there for my people whenever I'm gone. And yeah, something's going to have to give. KO4C.
Correct. again. How you feeling, buddy?
Nothing. Feeling bad, really, all day. And I mean, I'm good to work. They just wouldn't let me.
And 6 CLX is here.
So they wouldn't let you work today? They just sent you home. Now they got to miss the rest of the week?
He says I can work from home. I don't like to, but I can.
I was listening to the conversation. I was thinking, we've reached the point now where you go and get a COVID test and it's negative, and you just say, thank God it's the flu.
Unfortunately, that's where we're at, just like Mike's saying.
Michael, that some of the tests cannot tell the difference between the flu and COVID.
I must have read the same article, because I read the same thing. But nobody wants to hear about that.
Not a word for a week or two for the flu. Good old days when you could work sick. You were well enough to make it through a shift, you were okay to stay.
That's the other thing. You start hacking and coughing at people and say, it's okay, I just got the flu, don't worry.
When you get in to see your doctor or get into somewhere, you gotta have an appointment for everything, and there's not hardly any tests around for you to get. And that, fortunately, somebody told me that they had some at this CVS over here, so I tried it and they had one.
What if these tests are getting so hard to come by? You know, the CDC regulations coming, I mean, it goes into effect on the 10th, right? And then you got till February to implement the weekly testing. So what's that going to leave people doing?
Of people testing every day just so they can fly. I mean, there's no way you can keep up with that demand.
Got tested last Thursday and got our results yesterday.
Her to go test again for her negative test so she can go back to work after her 5 days now.
Yeah, she's been at work. We've just been kind of just saying hopefully she's not got it, and she didn't. She came back negative, but I mean, come on. N6 CLX.
I'll out for just a minute and get some fuel. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for a few.
Cash in the bank. N6 CLX. I'm going to clear out to you guys. I'm about home.
KO4CF. 73, KN4TFW.
Article today, Ken, where they were talking about it's not sustainable for the world to boost everybody in the world for every 6 months. It's just not sustainable to keep doing it.
Man, this drive-through at CVS is worse than any drive-through I saw in any fast food place.
You gotta go save your head and
have the counter. You gotta go through the drive-through. A COVID test over the counter, you got to go through the drive-thru.
Crazy. Surprised they don't make you order it online and then pick it up and they come out and chunk it through your window.
Yeah, but that's, so I got an appointment for this Tuesday for a PCR test at my regular doctor. And it's a, you drive around the back of the building to a screen they got set up and then you can talk to the doctor and everything and then they'll send a nurse out there to give you the test.
I say I don't believe it, but I really do. I really do.
Ridiculous. I tried to get in for a test there, IHOP there on Wade Hampton Boulevard. There's a, I don't know, some kind of emergency care or something right there beside it. And she said they were booked up. Wait till after midnight and you might can book a spot for tomorrow. I was like, yeah, I hope I'm up at midnight.
Like I said, it makes perfect sense why we can't get to it, because everybody just keeps running out and getting them, and people are having to do it to fly, and I don't know, before long you'll be doing it just to go to work. Just chase some POTA during the day while you're working.
That one.
Last week, I mean, it wasn't a ton of them. I mean, I was still plenty of stations I couldn't hear, but I think I picked up like 4 or 5 in one day.
Good. Haven't had a chance to play with it too much. I mean, I've had it on and that, you know, running the battery down a couple of times and charging it so I can get full life out of the battery. But I've had it on and seen different people from, you know, North Carolina pop in on it and everything, and I've talked to them a couple of times.
I took an old, I built a 2 meter, 70 centimeter little ground plane. You know, you just use a SO239 connector. Or it might be the 2L, I don't know. But anyway, it's the connection, and you build a little antenna out of it. And I got a coax that runs up into my attic. So I took the 10-meter dipole that I wasn't using off of it, and I connected that thing to it. And now I can, I don't have to go outside anymore just to use the radio part of it. And I can use a hotspot and talk on the radio.
On that one. The Bars Club a couple of times, and they were making a little antenna like that. It was pretty interesting.
The antenna I built, and I've been using it since. I still, you know, anytime we ever had storms or whatnot, I would hook it up. That way I had a little better reception of the Skywarn.
I told the person it was going to be 30 minutes for the prescription, so they just decided to sit here.
Am I through now?
Since we've started talking, and I've only moved one car.
Oh, no. I'd be wanting to pull off by now.
The person working in the store.
I have COVID. You got CVS. Said you went somewhere and got tested. Did you have to have some kind of medication for it?
One, but I was coming to get one from Susan, for Susan, because the damn people wouldn't sell me two at the same time, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, no, only one, and I figured since I was coming right back by here, because I had to go back to work to pick up something, that, you know, I would just try to get another one for Susan.
I'm almost home, so you've been sitting there 20 minutes at least already.
I-41, right?
I see traffic on I-26. I'm going about, you know, 5 miles an hour. This is great.
95 earlier this week, right?
That's a good positive spin on it. I love it.
I sat there for 37 hours.
And, you know, I get it. It was raining, so you can't put down salt and stuff, but... I mean, that's just, I don't know, that's a long time. I don't even know how people made it. I'm surprised people weren't, you know, starting to end up getting freezing or run out of fuel and stuff like that.
Sure, because, you know, a lot of people don't think and they just sit there and run it. And it's like, oh, then by the time you think, it's way too late. Car started moving.
Put your foot off the brake.
I'm left.
K04 HTX, guys, I'm back.
Fuel.
Nope, not even close. I'll wait and do that when I'm back on the other side of town. Fuel is just too high over here. It's 40 cents a gallon or more difference.
Ever use that gas buddy app?
But I haven't had good luck with it.
Your diesel. You know, the downside is you're hoping somebody else puts the prices in before you get there.
On White Horse Road in Berea there this morning, diesel was $2.96. Over here, it is $3.39. I don't know how they get away with it or what they're doing. I don't know if that station over there is just losing money on it, getting everybody else in for something else or what. But it's the QT and the Walmart, they're both. So, I don't know. Not for me to know, I guess.
Having his butt off, because he don't have to worry about that.
Not here in traffic, and the motor hasn't ran yet.
A little along the way in the power bill.
So I don't have to plug it in.
That's what...
If you don't get over 45 miles per hour... In this thing, man, you can get it up to almost 70 miles per gallon.
They're holding up traffic.
That They just have a posted maximum. They don't have a minimum on most of the roads.
What are you doing out this time of day?
Home. And I did a little bit of work from home, but then I was having a chair delivered from Amazon to work because I planned on being there. Well, it showed up, and so I had to wait till after hours to go by and pick it up. So I had to run an APR in.
What?
It's slow. I ain't moving much on the radio. So my wife's like, "Are you okay? You're not moving on the interstate." Cab's on me. Cool. It was up north somewheres, but there was a car rolled over, a rollover accident in the snow down an embankment and that, but their dog was able to get out, and they had a report of a loose dog, and that, and when they went to get it, the dog led them to where the people were. So I guess that's about the same as APRS, right?
Say that. Your cell phone, the radio tracking caller, and this one's just in the form of a ham radio.
That's what I use, is my cell phone all the time.
On my radio, so it beacons out and receives other people's too. So I find it interesting that during the day, sometimes who all comes back or where you receive them from.
That far of mine yet. I'm waiting for somebody to teach me.
On that radio, I'm running it on my Kenwood in here on the dash, my mobile unit in the tool truck.
You're looking at that software for the Anytone. I ain't sure I know how to program. You guys ain't giving me a warm and fuzzy here now.
It's that bad once you learn how to do it. The only thing I've been trying to figure out is how to merge two code, different code plugs together. But there's software out there to do that. I haven't devoted the time to it. I've been doing the HF stuff, got it set up with Andrew over the weekend, and been playing with it.
Meter APRS. That's supposedly another option, but it don't send beacons. It's only receive stations. So that way, if you just need to get out your location. I think it was on 30 meters, if I remember correct.
I flipped over to 11 meters there the other day when I told you about that opening on the lower sideband.
I did. I've heard Spanish-speaking stations, and, you know, of course, you got the 410 guys and everything else. But, yeah, it's a mess anytime that opens up, but some crazy people get on the radio.
It's just amazing to hear all those guys trying to DX over there on 11 meters like that. And no call signs, just a three-digit number in their state.
Pick up a three-digit number.
That's the best I can figure out.
Cool on CB to say 410 and not 10-4.
420.
KO4CF. KW.
KO4HKX. I was wondering if anybody was going to get that one.
Think of it. Smoking weed. I figure most of them probably good drunk, though.
He is National Wacky Weed Day, I guess is a politically correct way to put it.
Now, I wouldn't know about such.
My family used it when I was growing up, and most of the guys now I deal with are the same way, so myself, I could care less. I don't mess with it, never have, but I'm around it enough to where I know everything more than I want to know about it, let's put it that way.
It's Patrick. I was just saying, is I think it was the bill that was 420, like Proposition 420 or something like that. On the interstate. You know, between 0 and 5.
You say you were on 26?
5 and then jump on 26 to go home. My 85, it's not too often it happens on 26. I can't tell how far up ahead of me I see red lights, so looks like I might be here a little while.
Radio.
10. Chick-fil-A, that's for sure.
Close to that.
We do it stacks. They try to take advantage of everything. You know, you try to make it a convenience, and now they just want to take advantage of it. And they, you know, they pull up the drive-thru and they order this and this and that and everything. It's just stupidly ridiculous.
Heat wagon. I'm at Chick-fil-A.
I've been hungry all day today. I can't figure it out.
Days off and you get to eat whenever you want.
Man, I've been starving today. And I eat my sandwich and my breakfast and everything like I normally do. But I don't know. Today has just been one of those days.
When you truck or anything, or you just take sandwiches?
I just take a sandwich, but I do have a microwave and a refrigerator on here.
Shut up, then.
Missing is the bed in the bathroom.
Truck and another tow truck. Good Lord.
Back to work.
Stop at 5:40. That's what time the line stops. So I made sure I was, you know, out of the plant and in my truck by 5:40. That way I could get in and start. And here I am, 1 mile from my exit, and I'm moving at 2-3 miles an hour. So, you know, I got another 30 minutes, an hour.
In the drive-thru.
On your next.
In.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I hope that ain't waiting on food. Man, starving to death.
That's your wife. Be like, no, I'm sorry, baby. You're not getting the test today.
But she hadn't responded back yet. I'm going to get up here and he's going to not have any.
We're too late.
If he gets the last one.
These people are taking forever. They could have went inside and got their business done, but they were just too lazy. Whereas they wouldn't let me come inside, you know what I mean, and do it. It's like, I'm already here. It's like, no, you got to go through drive-thru. It's like, really?
Coolman, tell them it's not for you.
I'm going to step out for a minute. Okay? Okay, go ahead, check.
It's late enough. There's got to be somebody different.
Happens by the time you get up to the window, they'll be swapping shifts, so you got to wait on the next person to clock in and count the register and everything.
A debit card through the window. I think we're getting somewhere.
You missed it when you say that. Run out.
What it is they didn't. They wanted you to schedule something and having a, you know, an appointment to pick one up.
Drive through that long and they won't say you want.
Yeah.
So you go somewhere else and try again.
The other one's on the way home earlier today.
To find a test right now, really?
Yeah, they're like gold. You can't hardly find one on that. You know, Biden said that they were just going to, you know, make them available to anybody that wanted anything, but they haven't agreed on anything or pricing or signed a contract on it or anything, and so it's like, yeah, that ain't never going to happen.
I heard that certain stores, I don't know if it's Walmart or whatever, but they were actually going up on their prices for the test. KO4CS.
Government starts giving them out for free, you'd almost have to come down, wouldn't you?
But you're going to pay for it at the end of the day, because ain't nothing free from the government.
And, like at Wally World, you can go online and order them, but they come in like 10 packs and 20 packs.
10 and 20 packs? I don't even know what good that'll do you. I mean, even when the CDC does the, you know, when we have to start doing the weekly testing, they won't allow the home test at a lot of places because it's got to be visible in front of somebody else to see the results.
You with that one? I don't know.
If it happens, though, I'm pretty sure it will. If it does, and I have people in my old area that were, you know, one guy, he was like, I'm not going to do it. He said, I'll probably just end up quitting.
Test every week, you need to provide the test.
That's what they're going to do. It sounds like it's your responsibility to go get tested every week just so you can go to work.
Anything else?
A smaller crew, that way you don't get the 100 employees. I have plenty of fuel, that way I ain't sitting here sweating bullets thinking I ain't gonna make it to the gas station.
A story. One time my daughter, when she got married the first time, they went to Florida on a cruise. And when they were getting ready to get on the boat, it was already a hurricane coming. And then, so he didn't fuel up or anything. So when he got back, you know, they're telling you to go, you know, evacuate and everything. And finally, he calls me. And then he's all the way in the left-hand lane, sucking fumes, bumper-to-bumper traffic and everything. And it's like, really? And I had to find him a gas station and get him off on a side road where he could get him some fuel and that, and get him back on the road where he'd be going the right way.
You get stuck on the interstate or something and you're sucking fumes, you'd be sitting on the side of the road. I was just saying how bad it'd be to be sitting on the side of the road if you did that. So I got out of that habit. I used to do it, and I just, too many times on I-85 where you're just sitting there, just bumper to bumper, not moving.
We were, me and another guy were going to, we're going to Texas to pick up a truck. And riding through the night, and I said, I better get some gas right here. He's like, oh, you can make it to this next gas station. And it's just right up here. I was like, all right. Yeah, about the time I hit the ramp is about the time it died. And then I managed to make it into the gas station. And it's like, well, we're getting ready to close. It's like, finally talked her into letting me have some gas.
Would suck.
Get at a gas station waiting on them to open in the morning, right?
I don't think that would just suck.
Call Susan, tell her I'm headed that way.
In the black hole, Andrew. I don't know how well you can hear me.
I'm told me.
Be received in, because I can barely make y'all out.
Huh?
Together there.
Repeater, if you can hear me back.